So it's been about 20 years.
Yes, it was a 20-year build-up. It wasn't overnight.
Yeah.
And I know people say, oh, you know, it happened. But when you look at it, it makes perfect sense because God doesn't rush things.
Yeah.
He makes sure that it's done properly. He can rush it and say, Lord, I want this to happen. But then, oh, you want me to rush? Well, it's not going to happen. Because I do step by step. I have to pick the people for you. I have to chosen the group for you. They have to be in your line. You have to be in your spirituality for it to be work. Because the ministry is important. It's so important that Satan will not want this ministry. Because too many souls have been saved. Or millions of souls will be saved. And millions of souls will be praying for you and your family. And praying for your nation.
That's one thing that I think is interesting is that you wouldn't initially think that a ministry focused on the souls of purgatory would bring upon you the attacks of the enemy.
Absolutely.
Because you would think, well, maybe it would focus more on a ministry that is trying to convert people.
Yes, yes.
But you've probably experienced all the obstacles in trying to grow this.
You know? Absolutely.
I'm sure there's many stories.
Yeah, there was times there that, I didn't want to do it. There was obstacle after obstacle. And I said, Lord, I'm trying to do this, but why is there so much obstacle?
Yeah.
And then the Lord said to me, because, you're going to be a big trap. Your ministry, I said, it's really the Lord's ministry, but I'm just his hands and feet. But it's his ministry. I said, Lord, he said, that's why you're attacked. Souls have been saved here.
Yeah.
And many souls will be saved because of your prayers for them.
Yeah.
Because they will be praying for what we are praying for, the salvation of souls. Because we are in the battlefield. We are the church militant. And eventually they will be the church triumphant.
What have been some of the greatest joys that you've had? You know, when you go to bed at night and you're tired from all these different things and you think about these 20 years.
Yes.
But then you think of these things that you think, wow, gosh. You know, what are the gems and the treasures that you hold on to the most about this?
Yeah, I think when the souls come to me and say thank you. But I could never have done this without my core group. My core group, they pray in the background. They're magnificent. Without their prayers and we meet together and we have prayer groups together. We meet in Angela's house and we meet in Nessa's house. We pray a prayer for the Holy Souls, a direct hour in Blessed Sacraments. And also we pray together. And when I see those prayers, and after that, when I see the souls coming, and when the Mass is on, I see the souls coming. They come.
That must be amazing.
They, and people say I'd be looking up and I'd be in a trance. And they don't wake me up because they know what I see. And I said, Lord, I wish they could see what I see.
Yeah.
If they only could see what I see. Totally amazing. Because the minute the Eucharist, heaven meets earth. Heaven meets earth. And the souls are raised. That is where the great joy is. When I see the souls being lifted up. The minute the Eucharist is opened up.
Because
of the Mass.
I was thinking that, in the U.S. just recently there was a solar eclipse and people go and they see this magnificent natural moment that just lasts less than 5 minutes.
Yes.
And many people will then become solar eclipse chasers because it's like they see this one thing and they're like, I want to go find it. And this that you're talking about is even more magnificent than that.
Yes, yes.
So I can imagine
that
almost asking God to give us the grace of the sense of what is that like when they leave purgatory.
Yeah.
And that would just move us to suffer and pray for them and do anything just to know that that's
happening. And the fact that some of them come over to me, like when I see them, and I don't be expecting it, I just do my normal, I'm not a sensationist, I don't, people say, you should be telling the people the worldwide about this. And I say, well, if the Lord wants me, well, if it's a time and space, it'll happen. But I try to kind of keep it as humble as the Lord said, I'm going to try and keep you a secret. I said, Lord, a secret, so I'm trying to protect your ministry.
I mean, even he did that with his own.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And some of the stories and some of the things that would have happened to me, I remember we just lost our spiritual director, Father Billy Malloy. He was our spiritual director and a great devotion to the Holy Souls. And one of the stories that gave me great joy is that before he became a priest, he knew this lady, this girl, when he was young. And they were friends at the time. and she died in a road accident. And he was totally devastated before he was a priest at the time, you know. And he was totally devastated. And he was praying and praying for her. And he says, Aidan, could you do us a favor? This is years ago. This is back in his childhood, you know. And he was devastated. And he says, Aidan, would you go up and pray for that girl in the cemetery? I said, yeah, I'll do that for you. And he was kind of saying, Aidan, I just wish she in heaven, because I'm praying. This is a priest, our spiritual director. I said, okay, I'm not going to promise anything, but I just do and I do and I pray. And I'll ask the Lord if she's confirmed to be in heaven, because it's not me, it's whatever the Lord wills, okay? So anyway, I was praying on the cemetery and praying for the girl. And all of a sudden, she appeared to me, all in white. And then I noticed she was holding out a rose, and she pointed the rose at Tumut. And I said, this is very significant. What does it mean? But it didn't mean anything to me. And after one, it smiled and disappeared. So I rang up Father Billy, and told him of my experience. And he says, Aidan, you've made my day. I said, what do you mean? And I told him what I saw. She says, yeah. She says, you held out the rose. Said, yeah, she specifically showed me the rose. She says, Aidan, nobody knew what that is, what happened. Because when I came to the grave, every time I visit her, I would hand her a rose. And I would place that rose, a red rose. I said, nobody knew that. That was my secret. You are never to know that. And I told him that the soul of that girl appeared to me and handed me a rose to show it that she knew that he was coming with the rose, and she'd seen it. That's amazing. The rose, but not only was the rose representative, but the rose represents Our Lady.